ready to get and stay fit? Welcome to Fit Positive Confident with Dr. Gordon, where the focus is on your whole person health, physical, mental, and spiritual. Because your health can be affected by so many factors, Dr. G covers a range of topics in this program, from eating healthy to world-shaping events. So relax and enjoy the show.
All right, folks, welcome to the show, Fit Positive Confident, and once again, in the studio, I have my good buddy, Kyle Galloway. We did not record there for a few weeks because of different things.
Yeah.
But welcome back, Kyle.
I always happy to be here. Really enjoy it, you know? So glad the craziness that we both had going on has settled down a little bit and allowed us to get back at it.
Well, you know, we were just talking about you lost a cousin who was 50-some years old, not even low 50s, and just suddenly pancreatic whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I lost a good friend. He turned 60, and he died from pancreatic cancer, actually. Mm-hmm. You know? And he found out in May he was gone by the end of June.
Oh, wow. That happened fast, huh?
It happened super fast. And up to that point, healthy, strong, lean, you know, just very conscious about eating the good, healthy food, mm-hmm. nothing processed, always took care of himself, you know. Now, in his younger days, he was, he worked, he had a furniture business, you know, so he did a lot of painting and spraying chemicals, you know, on the furniture. So that's the only bad thing that he ever did in his life, you know. But we never know, do we?
You know, you really don't, right? And, you know, sometimes I get that in where I'll be speaking with a group or speaking to an individual and we'll be talking about, you know, really just what I do for health is typically when this happens. If I'm given like a health seminar, most of the people that are at that seminar are kind of more interested in finding out the information, so they don't really ask this question, but it's more just like discussing it with individuals and speaking it in a, like a group setting kind of stuff. But people will be like, well, you know, bring up somebody that they know that was like super healthy and then they died anyways at a young age because of cancer or some other disease, and just kind of using that as a, like, you know, excuse. Why punish yourself?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, we really don't know. And everything that I do, I could still end up with something like pancreatic cancer, you know, in the next 10 years, and it could still take my life. And, you know, for me, I still do the things that I do because I want the years that I am alive to be healthy, be able to do the things that I want to do, to be able to, you know, be on vacation and go for a hike and not die from doing the hike, or, you know, just being able to live life and being able to do it well and not be limited by anything. But, you know, you are absolutely right. There, you have no guaranteed time in life, right?
No,
you know,
no.
One of my instructors always said you could, you know, step off the sidewalk and get hit by a Mack truck tomorrow. Like, you just, you never know when that is coming to an end.
Like your cousin, he would never drank anything in his life other than iced tea.
Yeah, always iced
tea. And
then
half of his pancreas dies.
Just dies, right?
Yeah, so how does that happen? I mean, I think we live in a world now that is so toxic on so many levels that it's very possible that we get stuff into our bodies through, you know, not just alcohol, but stuff that's much more harmful to us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's VOCs. It stands for volatile organic chemicals. And VOCs are around us everywhere. And, you know, in this show over the years, we've spoken about these chemicals. And, you know, on average, you know, particularly us here in America, we come in contact with somewhere around 200,000 man-made chemicals every single year. And some of these chemicals are inert, some are damaging, some we have no idea what they actually do to the human physiology. And that includes things like Roundup and glyphosate, right? The VOCs that come off of, I mean, even when you buy new furniture, some of the people that I follow in the health space, they go as far as when they buy a new couch or a new desk or any new furniture that goes into their house, they actually get one of those portable pods and they put that in their driveway. And when they buy new furniture, they will literally put it in that pod and lock it up and leave it in there for at least a month to just let it off gas and before they put it in their house because of the VOCs that come off of all of this new stuff that we buy. And I mean, our clothes are drenched in fire retardant chemicals and other chemicals to try to make the dye last longer so they don't fade in the wash. And, you know, so, I mean, the amount of chemicals that just are in the clothing that we wear when we buy it brand spanking new. So these chemicals are everywhere and they're very, very difficult to avoid. Glyphosate, right? Roundup is the amount that we spray here in America. You know, even those that do purely organic and buy vegetables from biodiverse farms and do the best that we can to avoid that chemical. I mean, just the amount of it that gets sprayed in America means that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of it just floating in the air. So you can't avoid it completely. So
you can go to your local city park and walk barefoot and you know it's been treated with Roundup.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep the weeds out.
Yep. And we, so one of my, I don't do this because I'm good at it. I do it because I enjoy it. But I play golf quite a bit with friends. Mm-hmm. And I play golf barefoot. Mm-hmm. Like, I love walking in the grass and doing it barefoot. And everything that way. And there are definitely courses that I've gone to play with friends and, you know, I assume all golf courses use, you know, some sort of chemicals to keep the weeds out and everything that way. I don't really know what they do on their upkeep. But there has definitely been courses where after playing a round of golf and walking on their course barefoot, like I feel terrible the next day. And there's a handful of courses that I've told my friends that I won't go play at again. And so we just avoid them.
Spray too much, fertilize too much.
Yeah, you know, I've played them a couple of times, and every single time afterwards, I've just felt like garbage the next day. And I'm not one that drinks on the golf course. You know, I don't eat the golf course food or anything like that. I just go play golf, and you know, so I can trace my not feeling good back to these courses. I don't make that judgment after one time. But if I've played that course a couple of times and I feel the same way the next day afterwards and just feel terrible, then, you know, everything else I do is pretty regimented. So, you know, when I do something different and then I don't feel good afterwards, I can really narrow it down into what caused that problem. And, but, you know, I mean, it just is, it's very difficult to avoid. And
Is it worth trying to avoid? is it worth it to make an attempt to have a house that has furniture that's made out of wood and you know, not oversprayed, and to buy clothes that's not overly drenched in all of these chemicals? Is it worth to even attempt to go in that direction?
You know, I do believe that it's worth it to do it. And my wife and I do the best that we can. There, you could definitely go like really overboard with it, and it can definitely hit your pocketbook really hard if you go overboard.
It can become overwhelming.
I mean, for instance, we repainted the entire inside of our house, main floor, upstairs, everywhere. And we really wanted to use paint that was going to be as least toxic as possible, right? And, you know, we actually found this mineral-based paint that had zero VOCs. And, I mean, it on paper was amazing. And it would have tripled the cost.
Wow.
Of repainting our house. And, you know, if we had that much disposable income, we probably would have gone with that paint. But it just wasn't feasible for our budget.
Everything boils down to a cost.
It really does, you know. I mean, if I was a billionaire, I mean, there are so many things that I would do even more than I already do. But you really got to work within your own budget. I mean, you can't bankrupt yourself to, you know, try to be healthy, right?
Right. No, I looked at the mattresses one time, these organic mattresses that don't have any chemicals on it.
Yeah.
Three times as expensive as
Yeah, easy.
Anyways, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this messages. All right, our guest is Kyle Galloway, martial arts guy, and his website is successmartialarts.ninja.
Ninja.
I hear Cobra Kai is coming back.
Yeah, final season.
Oh, yeah, is that it?
that's going to be it. The new one coming out is going to be the last.
That show is interesting because of, not because of all of the, you know, the storyline, but just the interplay between those two main characters that come back from the original movie, right? I mean, they are the ones that make that, at least to me, they made it interesting, the love-hate relationship,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah. No, I actually started martial arts because of that original movie.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was 100% what got me interested. And that movie in America, it actually, prior to that movie, martial arts training in America was primarily adults. There weren't really any kid programs in America. And then that movie came out and it took America by storm, and kids all over the country wanted to be Danielson, right? And so that was actually, it shifted martial arts training in America to be more of a kid activity at that time. So kind of very interesting what at least in my world, the effect that movie had. And the people that did that show did an amazing job marketing of it. They, you know, turned it into like on Facebook, they started a whole movement about how Daniel-san was the bully in the original movie and not Johnny, right?
They rehabilitated Johnny.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, they did some crazy cool stuff with that. And I actually love the show as a kind of OG fan, right?
Johnny all of a sudden becomes a good guy, and you're looking back at his history and you're saying, oh, he was just a victim of the circumstance.
Right, exactly.
Back then, that's why he was a jerk back then.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of creativity to come up with this stuff, doesn't it?
I've really, really enjoyed that show. You know, I got to say, though, as a martial arts school owner, I was like, I'm not a big fan of this show on that perspective, because there's, like, both sides would start fights and, like, I mean, kind of the interplay, like, there weren't the original principles of, like, only fight unless you have to. Like, I was like, man, this doesn't quite make martial arts look like the best stuff in the world. But I got to say, every time a season comes out, I get a number of inquiries from teenagers wanting to come in and start training. So, you know. So in that case, it's definitely helped my business, you know.
In real life, is there competition between the schools, martial arts schools? Not to that degree, obviously.
You do get some rivalries like that in some of the bigger tournament circuits. You know, if you are going to some of these state tournaments or even national tournaments, you will see, you know, some of the top teams that will kind of have a little rivalry going with each other. I would say most of the time it's more of a friendly competition. Like most, you know, I haven't been on the national circuit in quite some time. But you know, the state level, I do got some students that go and compete, and you know, you always get the students that are kind of always battling for that first place, and they kind of flip-flop quite often. And even when I was younger, there was definitely some other students that were my bigger rivals, and I usually got along great with them. But yeah, when it came down to competition, it was like, yeah, you're definitely my
right.
You're my mortal enemy in the competition phase of it, right?
Well, the whole thing is the whole thing is to teach the young people some good values,
right? And that's definitely the main aspect for it. And you know, healthy competition can be a wonderful thing, right? And you know, when that competition phase turns unhealthy, it can be very destructive. But you know, we actually work pretty hard in our school. We really try to create as much healthy competition as possible, just to really, I mean, when you have healthy competition, it really creates a lot of good motivation and a lot of really good desire to improve and train and push yourself beyond like the limits that that you believe you have. So, you know, creating that healthy competition is a whole lot of fun. But yeah, you still want to keep it as healthy as possible.
Sure. I think it's a good thing for young people to be involved in any kind of a sport, whether it's martial arts or soccer or football or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Softball, baseball. Kids need that outlet. Sports save a lot of kids, you know, and today we have so much problems with drugs, and drugs are becoming legal all over the board and easy to access. And I think kids need a different outlet, you know, for their emotional life and just in order to stay clean, you know.
Absolutely.
If you're into sports, it's a little bit easier, I think.
It is. You know, martial arts kind of always gave me the reason to say no. So I was competing at a really high level, and I was, you know, teaching and training and you know, everything that I was doing with martial arts, it was the main goals that I had in my life and the things that I really enjoyed. And so, you know, when I was presented with situations of, you know, drinking, drugs, debauchery of all kinds, the reasons that I didn't give in to peer pressure was because it was like, well, I could do that, but that's going to mess me up for this. And,
right.
You know, and the other thing I talk with parents quite a bit about is, and I agree, you know, if martial arts is the thing, cool. If it's soccer, if it's football, if it's gymnastics, if it's lacrosse, you know, you name it. But kids don't always have the verbal capability to talk through their emotions and the things that they're struggling with. And so you don't always get that opportunity to allow kids to process their hurts and their emotions through that conversation. And so we do process our emotions very much physically. And so, you know, having a good sport, something that a kid is very passionate about, is something that allows them to work through frustrations and work through sadness and work through some of the more negative emotions without even really knowing it. So they get to go out onto the field and, you know, train with a purpose. And by the end of it, they get, you know, the dopamine rush, and they get the increased serotonin level, and the endorphins kick in, and it creates this really good feeling. And you know, during that process, just it allows them to kind of exercise those negative emotions. And it's a wonderful thing for, you know, having that physicalness versus, you know, video games, which actually create more stress and more frustrations, you know?
Right. Well, I think we got to take another break, Kyle.
That came quick.
The time just flew. We'll be right back. This is Fit Positive Confident. It's a radio show on a number of radio stations, also a podcast. You can find it on any one of those podcast platforms. Today I'm talking with my good friend Kyle Galloway. He's a martial arts expert. We started talking a little bit in the first segment about the environment, really. The environment of, I mean, our personal environment. I don't necessarily mean the planet Earth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Although that's all connected, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's what happens in the macro is definitely affecting the micro, right? And the micro is more what we were talking about, just what's going on directly around you.
If you're going to a city park and you're walking barefoot and the grass was treated with all kinds of chemicals, some of that stuff is going to get into your body.
Mm, yeah, our skin will absorb a crazy amount, you know. If you wouldn't eat something, you don't really want to put it on your skin.
If you don't want to eat it, you don't want to put it on your skin?
Correct.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because your skin will absorb it just like you at about the same kind of level as if you put it in your mouth and ate it, right? Because your skin absorbs a tremendous amount.
Have you heard of – I was watching this one guy. He moved to one of the South American countries, American guy, wealthy American guy, who just wanted to get away from the business of the city life.
Mm-hmm.
So he went into this countryside in South America somewhere, and he's talking a lot about walking around in the nature, swimming in the natural rivers and lakes and ponds, and just going, walking through the jungle, and just, but his whole point was this, that the body absorbs what's around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're breathing it, or whether you're swimming in it, or whether you are walking in the mud, you know, on the bank of a river or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And he was making this point that if we are in a healthy nature, if we immerse ourselves in a nature that's healthy, that's not been destroyed by human chemicals and all of that stuff, that has a tremendously positive impact on our health.
Yeah. It's there's a couple of ways that they're attempting to really dive into that concept and looking at the actual science of it and trying to find exactly what it is that is really doing that to us when we are in pristine, unadulterated nature. And one of the big ones out there is a concept called earthing. And earthing is, so just kind of as we live life, we build up negative ions in our body. And it can, you know, our body is an electrical system. And electricity is a very complicated thing. Like, that is something that I'm extremely fascinated by, because electricity is something that we can utilize, but we have, like, no true deep understanding of exactly how it works. And, I mean, it's kind of a wild concept when you really dive into it. And our bodies are an electrical system, and when we are overloaded with negative ions, it can really throw off the entire bodily system and all the processes and everything that happens.
Functions.
And so the earth is just the biggest holder of these negative ions. It's actually something that that the earth does very, very well, and that's kind of part of the reason that I play golf barefoot, is it gives me hours upon hours of my bare feet touching the earth, and it allows my body to completely dump all of the negative ions down into the earth and to get my body back to that homeostasis of being able to be back at the level that it wants to be, the balance that it should be.
Is it measurable?
This one is measurable, and, you know, so people will find it and find tons of information on it through the term earthing, or grounding is also one that is very, very prominent. And, you know, people are starting, you know, if you are in kind of the health space at all, on YouTube or Instagram or any of these kinds of platforms, you're going to probably be seeing a lot of people talking about grounding mats or, you know, advertisements for it or anything like that, because we are so disconnected from the earth at this point.
We barely ever touch it.
Yeah.
If you're living in a modern day America in a city, if you're not living in a, even in a countryside, people wear shoes.
Yeah, because those rubber-soled shoes do not allow you to connect to the earth.
Right.
So you cannot pass electricity through that rubber. And so those negative ions, you don't get that grounding. So, you know, you may even get advertisements for grounding shoes. These new shoes out there, they put a little copper plug on the bottom of the shoe. And then there's copper wiring that usually copper. It can be other material. But they have, like, copper thread wiring that kind of runs through the shoe. So that wiring connects to the electrical system of your body, and then that plug touches the earth. And so I haven't seen the science on those. I just know what they claim. And so then the negative ions will be picked up by the copper wiring in the shoe and then will allow for that grounding process to happen.
Well, you can just take it.
You know, or you could take your, that's what I do.
I was going to say, back in the day, the shoes all had leather soles.
They did, yeah. And
but that's not too expensive, I suppose.
Right, you know, so, and that is 100. I do have a pair of, they're called Earthrunner sandals.
Uh-huh.
And those do have the earthing plug on them. And, you know, I'm jury's out as far as it, but most of the time I'm barefoot most of the day anyways, so I prefer barefoot. But even, you know, if you're walking barefoot on concrete, you will still get an earthing effect because you can still connect to the earth barefoot on concrete. But if you are walking on the blacktop, you know, that one is a full disconnection. So
the best thing is go out in your backyard and walk on your grass.
Then 100%, and it feels great too, you know.
But don't spray it with Roundup.
Don't spray Roundup on it. No.
But another thing that this guy was saying is that, like, if you walk into a forest, and or anywhere in the nature, fields, mm-hmm. the trees and plants, that they release all kinds of particles mm-hmm. In the air, and some of them are so small, microscopic, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you breathe all of that stuff in, it supposedly has a very healthy effect on your body because you're really connecting with the nature and all kinds mm-hmm. of ions. And I don't even know what he was talking
yeah.
about. You know, I need to do a little more research on it. But it does make some kind of sense.
It does.
Because when you do walk into a forest, for example, here in Colorado, if you go and back east, they even have bigger and trees and better forests than we do here, you know.
Right.
But you can sense, you can feel that the air is different.
Right. Your stress level goes down. I mean, people speak of that all the time. And so, you know, the grounding aspect is one of those, right? The other one is, like, plants and trees clean the air around you. Right, they are some of the most efficient air purifiers out there. So we have tons of plants in our house. To go back to your point earlier in the show, where you're like, is it worth trying? And we do have air purifiers that are you know, science backed, that they kill viruses and bacteria that are harmful to us. But we also have tons of house plants to, you know, help to clean the air and provide a pure oxygen in the home. And when you get into nature, that is just amplified because you're just surrounded by these plants that are just cleaning the air and they're spewing out oxygen. So, you know, you're getting such a pure level of breath in that environment. Bacteria is a big part of that as well. You know, there's been studies over the years of kids that get out and play in the dirt,
mm-hmm.
and their microbiome is so much stronger and healthier than the kids that avoid going outside and playing in the dirt and getting their hands dirty. So, you know, we are, like, the microbiome of our body is, and there's two of them. There's the microbiome of the bacteria that lives on your skin
mm-hmm.
and the microbiome that lives in your gut. And if those two things are very unhealthy, then your health is going to be very, very bad as well. And in fact, a lot of the people that are in the bacterial space that are really doing the deep science on the probiotics that you know human beings should be putting into their gut and looking at the healthy microbiome, they're believing that the gut is actually the primary brain, and that your brain is very much a slave to what happens in your gut.
Wow, that's worth talking about some more.
That's a good one.
Okay, one more break. All right, back in the studio, Kyle Galloway, successmartialarts.ninja is his website. We are talking about a variety of things today. Environment.
Gut bacteria.
You know, but everything that we are talking about is really about the environment that we as human beings live in, our immediate environment.
Yeah.
So in your house, you are exposed to all kinds of chemicals because, like you say, they are in clothes, they are in paint, they are in furniture, they are in all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
We are also exposed to, if we live in a city, we are not exposed as much to the nature, to a forest or a field or whatever.
Yeah.
So we are not getting the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then also another thing that I was going to mention to you is at the same time in this day and age, we are also bombarded with 4G, 5G,
yeah,
7G, whatever, you know, millions of satellites whizzing above our heads, you know, sending microwave signals down to the earth, you know, and we're exposed to all of that stuff.
Yeah, and we are very sensitive to that. And that was, so, you know, we talked about earthing, we talked about the actual environment and how plants will clean the air and the bacteria that you come into contact, the healthy bacterias and all of that kind of stuff. But there actually is, and I believe it's the Schumann resonance.
Schumann resonance, yeah.
Yeah, and that is the vibrational tone that the earth vibrates at.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's right around 8.6 gigahertz.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, as a species, are very fine-tuned to that vibrational tone. And when we are in nature, it's nothing that you're going to, you know, really notice that you're back in that, right? But it is a feeling of comfort is the best way that I can explain it. And that's what you'll hear a lot of people say when they get into nature. There's like, you know, kind of the physical action is like the deep breath and the sigh. Just people, like, they get out of their car in nature and they just like look around and they just kind of have this like, and it's this relaxing. You see their shoulders drop. And you know, a big part of that is when you go into like deep nature or you go into one of the national forests, you don't, like, they are not permitted to put nearly as many cell towers and you know, things of that nature. So the number of all of those things that you just mentioned drop off precipitously to where you're really now able to connect back to the natural resonance of the earth. And it really has a relaxing and de-stressing effect on your body. And,
so if
you know,
if you can get a signal, it's a good thing.
Right? Like, and, you know, I own a business, man. I got to be with Wi-Fi and with cell signal for the majority of my time because it's necessary for me to be able to continue my livelihood, right?
Satellite, internet, satellite, phones.
Right?
Right.
So but multiple times a year, my wife and I, when we do our vacations, we kind of purposefully pick out vacations that take us to places where the majority of the time on vacation, we have no cell signal because we want that reconnection. So, you know, and I mean, going to visit national parks is fantastic. Like,
right.
You know, and they're beautiful and they're inspiring and they are clean and awesome. We just try to go at times that we can avoid people because, you know, people are people. And
people do stupid things too. You know. poke the buffalo, you know.
Right. That's right. But, you know, so we kind of search that stuff out and really, you know, a couple of times a year try to recharge by disconnecting from the man-made vibes and reconnecting to the earthly vibes and vibes. All the youngsters these days talk about the good vibes, right? So,
well, I think we also need to mention the human being exposed to all of the different media, whether it's entertainment or other, that also has a negative effect on the psyche. I mean, it has.
It sure does. Yeah, you know.
I mean, we're talking about this whole show was about the things that our body and our absorbs.
Yeah.
And our brain, you know, we absorb the chemicals, we absorb nature, we absorb good and bad, we absorb radio waves, we absorb internet and 5G.
Yeah.
Well, we absorb
attitudes and, yeah, right, you know,
exactly.
Emotions from other people. So, yeah, really, I mean, it's kind of amazing when you really take a step back and look at it from that perspective at just how connected we can be. And then it can be a little bit terrifying, too, when you realize just how much we do absorb. And you're like, whoa. And I mean, even down to the point of, like, I'm very particular about the people that I hang out with on a regular basis. And, you know, the self-help field, right? Like the old school Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins and you know, Zig Ziglar and all these old school guys, you know, that started the kind of the – you know, personal development movement back in, you know, 70s, 80s, Jim Rome. I mean, there's so many names. But all of them talked about, you know, had different little sayings of, you know, how you become the people you hang out with most. And, you know, one of the ones I can think of right now was if you hang out with 9 losers, you're bound to be the 10th, right? And so there's been such a promotion of, like, you know, you surround yourself with the people that are on their path to accomplishing the same things you want to accomplish, right? But that is such a big thing, you know, if you are hanging out with just purely negative, constantly, you know, victim feeling, you know, these types of people, like, you will absorb that mentality and attitude and emotional state. And, you know, if you hang out with people that are very positive and love life and are really going after it, you know, it's going to lift you up in a great way too. So, you know, everything matters, man.
Surround yourself with what you want to absorb.
Yeah, right. That's
because you will absorb it.
You're going to absorb it. One positive, negative. So you better make choices.
Kyle, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
God bless, folks. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Be sure to tune in next time for another unique perspective on your whole person health with your host, Dr. G. And don't forget to share the goodness with friends and family and visit our website at fitpositiveconfident.tv and follow Dr. G on Twitter at Dr. G Fitness. God bless and stay healthy.